It seems like the beginning of the year is a time where we kind of sit and reevaluate ourselves, maybe the way we spend our time, maybe our health or how we want to get more healthy. And this year we'll explore the place, as I said before, the place God calls you to is a place where your gladness and the world's deep hunger meet. So I'm hoping that as you're thinking about yourself in a resolution, that this is a big part of how you go forward. So I had a great sermon lined up for you, but then I read this really great article on Facebook that I want to read to you, and I'm going to bring it back to Epiphany, don't you worry. So the title of this is called What We Hold, and this is not my words. Even if I'm saying I, it's not I, me. It's the person who wrote the article, who is Lonnie Lacey. So What We Hold is the title. This may sound odd, but one of the most important things anyone ever told me when I was still training to be a pastor was this: honey, whatever you're doing, you got to put it down and come hold the baby. What? Put it down and come hold the baby. I was a brand new chaplain intern at Children's National Medical Center in Washington, D.C. I was all of 24 years old, just 2 years out of college. I had just arrived and been told that the floor I would be covering was a neonatal intensive care unit. I knew nothing. So there I was on my first day, my starchy white shirt, my coat and tie, my shiny new plastic badge, a clipboard in my hands, and a clueless expression on my face. I had no idea what I was doing as I stood watching the nurses tending those babies who were fighting for their very lives. So I did what any of us would do. I tried my best to look very busy and very important. By the way, if you ever want to look very busy and very important, just carry a clipboard and flip the pages up and down while you glance up and side to side. As a wise man once said, 60% of the time it works every time. But not on this nurse. She said, honey, whatever you're doing, you got to put it down and come hold the baby. What? Put it down and come hold this baby. Let the record show, this nurse was no Virgin Mary meek and mild. Before I knew it, she had physically yanked the clipboard from my hand, spun me around by my shoulders, popped me down into a rocking chair, and placed somebody else's baby right into my arms. There, she said, if you're going to be that baby's chaplain, that's what he needs you to do. Okay, I said, but what else was I supposed to do? Nothing, she said. There's nothing else you can do. You just hold him and love him and pray. Turns out she was right. A huge part of how I learned to be a pastor was by holding babies in the hospital wing for an entire summer. The thing is, when you're holding a baby, there really isn't much else you can do. Ah, sure, we've come up with kinds of ingenious ways to try to get around that, like baby wraps and baby slings and baby Bjorn. In fact, when I later became a dad, I considered myself the reigning champion of holding the baby while also unloading the dishwasher. Just not because you can doesn't mean you should, he says. It's just true. When you're holding a baby, there's not much else you can do except just hold it and love it and pray. And honestly, the baby can't do all that much either. The two of you just sort of, well, melt into one another. You just sort of exist together. So maybe, just maybe, that's why we're here. I don't know your business. I don't know why you think you're here. I don't know what you think drew you out, got you dressed, brought you to this place under the cover of, well, gloominess in this air, while all the normal people are asleep at home. I don't know what you think it was, but here's what I can tell you. I don't think it was a Facebook ad. I don't think it was a personal invitation. I don't think it was a tradition. Whether you know it or not, you have come here for one thing and one thing only. You have come here to hold the baby. Whether you know it or not, he is the one who has brought you here tonight, and really, there's nothing else you can do. You just hold him and love him and pray. But be forewarned, my friends, for a night like this comes at great cost to hold this baby. The Jesus whom we proclaim means you're going to have to put some things down. When you hold this baby, nothing else matters. Everything else falls away. When you hold this baby, the warriors must put down their trampling boots and all their garments rolled in blood. The oppressors must put down their rods. The emperors must put down their censers. The shepherds must put down their staffs. The judges must put down their gavels. The bankers their pencils. The farmers their plows. The surgeons their scalpels. The journalists their pens. The scholars their books. The janitors their brooms. The interns their clipboards. The internet trolls their keyboards. The leaders their egos. When you and I hold this baby, when we just hold this Jesus, everything else must fall away. Our cell phones, our distractions, our ambitions, our rights, our wrongs, our hurts, our grievances, and our power. Whatever that is you're doing, you got to put it down and hold the baby. But here's the final twist. Here's the insane grace of it all. For all that you do, for all that you and I have to lay aside, and for all the power we have to let go in order to hold this baby, the thing is, He has already gone first. Yeah, you have to give up a lot in order to hold a baby. But think of how much more you have to give up in order to be a baby. He could have come any way he wanted, as a mighty warrior, as a fearsome beast, as a petty king, as with prestige and power. But instead, this baby, this Jesus, came like this. Whatever he was doing, he put it down to all those years ago so he could come and rest right here next to your beating heart. So my friends, what is it? What is it that you lay aside, even if just for one day? The creator of your soul has put down everything he had because all he ever wanted was just to be with you. So whatever you're doing, put it down and come hold the baby. You just hold him, love him, and pray. Amen. So, Epiphany, we're here. What if that's what we do? We hold on to this baby Jesus. And knowing that Jesus is our focus as we decide what's next, we're able to put aside our fears, put aside our worries, put aside anything that might be holding us back so that we are ready for whatever's next. It's always scary when something's on our heart or mind and we know we should do it, but we aren't sure what our lives would look like if we did. But this is our chance to just hold this baby Jesus and trust that he's got our back and that whatever we worry about or fear will fall away when we're holding this baby because he is our focus. So let's make the resolution this year to follow our star and the lighted path God has set, and so that we will travel forward. Let's put anything that makes us lose focus down, away in the closet, and let's go get out of our fear. Let's let go of our fear. Let's be brave and faith-filled, because this light will bring us out of darkness. So I hope that you take our insert home with you, because it may, in fact, focus your thoughts on what's next for you. Amen.